Oh, Baghdad Scuba Review and that song, Where Are You?
I'm right here.
I'm so glad you're right there. I'm Terry Barr along with Jimmy Kay and Rocker. And Rocker, we also have someone else wonderful in the studio with us. Happens to know about the song we just played.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, John Schneider. John Schneider is the founder of longtime Madison Jammers Baghdad Scuba Review. Created in the mid-2000s, the band grew in popularity and performed for many years around the Midwest. Baghdad Scuba Review can be found performing reunion shows every now and then. And they had one that was going, but we're going to announce that, well, that show may not be happening. So we'll still
be
looking.
But they might have a different one.
They may have a different one.
And we'll let you know.
And
so
we'll keep
there.
We'll keep you posted. But John is also an accomplished singer-songwriter on his own and recently released a new album under the name Ellison Bay. Here to give us the skinny on Baghdad Scuba Review and tell us the amazing story behind Ellison Bay is John Schneider. John, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
John, thank you for having me.
Oh, this is great.
Now, John, you moved from California to Wisconsin. You know, some people might say you're crazy.
Oh, I'll tell you, it was the best move back home. I mean, I'm from Green Bay originally, so left college and went and traveled out west and went to music school at Musicians Institute in Los Angeles and had the privilege of really playing with some fantastic musicians out there and touring the country for a while. And eventually it was time to come home and settled here in Madison and absolutely love it here.
I'm from Green Bay, too.
Oh, beautiful.
What part of L.A. were you living out there?
Well, I lived in Hollywood for a couple of years, across from La Brea, like right between La Brea and Hollywood Boulevard.
Sure.
right in the middle of it all, right next to the Man's Chinese Theater. Then I bought a sailboat and I lived in Marina Del Rey on the boat.
Wow, on the boat?
Yeah.
Marina Del Rey is on my bucket list to go to. That and the Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was much cheaper for me. Yeah, it was much cheaper for me to live on the boat when I was traveling with the band than to be paying rent. And it was quite an experience. And I wasn't much of a sailor, but I figured it out and loved doing it. And it was an experience I'd never want to.
I have dibs on your story. We're going to write your story together.
You know, you can get an Airbnb on a boat in Marina Del Rey for like $200 a night.
Yep,
it's really good.
There you go.
Now, John, you know, I want to ask you, you know, how did you get into music? How did you start playing music? You know, did your parents have a role in that?
No, you know, I was always kind of a singer. I sang in choir as a kid and loved singing. I sang at church when I was a kid. My grandmother was a fantastic singer. She was singing opera. My mom was a piano player. Music was always a part of our family, but I'm kind of the only musician in my direct immediate family at the moment. But it's interesting. Now I've got a nephew here at UW-Madison who's just started playing the guitar. And he's a really talented musician. I have a feeling he'll be out on the scene here playing quite a bit in his college years. He's going to be he's a freshman now, so he's got some years to do
this. Send him on over for the show.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, it's interesting because family and music are really kind of go hand in hand for me. And it's been quite a journey just teaching my family and my nephews and nieces and my kids and singing songs with them. And a lot of the music that's going to come out on this Ellison Bay project is going to be songs that I've written with my family and for my family over the years.
Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
You were on the air with us a couple of years ago and you had your son with us. Is he doing any type of music at all? Or
He sings with me quite a bit. He hasn't picked up an instrument quite yet. Every now and then he plinkers on the guitar a little bit. He's got one sitting in his room. And I always say, if you want to learn an instrument, take the instrument, and guitar is a great one for this, and set it, you know, next to your bed and leave it out and play it 5 minutes a day for a year and you'll be able to play. And everybody's like, I just don't have the gift. And that's not the way it works, really.
Five minutes a day
for a year. And you're not going to become,
I'm writing that down. I like it.
You're not going to be Jerry Garcia in 5 minutes a day, right?
Uh-huh.
But, but you'll learn how to strum and you'll learn how to play and it won't be so mystical for you. And you'll actually realize that it is something that can be done. And I think that's a missed gift. Music is not really taught the way that reading and writing arithmetic is, and so people think it's this mystical thing, and it's just not. And it's such a it's something that you just need to be present for and take a little bit of time, and over time you're able to do it.
I love that.
Well,
that's
really
great advice.
You kind of are able to make music to your abilities. So even a person that doesn't have a very ton of ability can still make music. It's not exclusive to being a master of an instrument.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you just being able to strum by the side of a campfire and, knowing three chords and most of our music.
Yeah, Isn't that it? Records the truth.
Right? Yeah, that's a good one. You know, it is just a matter of understanding a little bit of who you are and a little bit of rhythm. And boom, music comes.
I want to ask you, because we just heard this terrific song from Baghdad Scuba Review that you said is something like 10 years old or
something. Yeah, it's probably older than that, yeah.
Tell us about the band, though. What is the backstory? How'd you get together? And I think you are a favorite, it seems.
Yeah, you know, we've been very lucky to be embraced by Madison. And for many years, we were able to do Summerfest. Rocker got us down there, years and years ago when I moved into Madison. And we played multiple years in a row down there. We played, Barrymore shows and Majestic shows and New Year's Eve shows and really just had a fantastic time with this band. And I have so many great memories and they're great friends. It's an amazing group of fantastic musicians who play in multiple groups here still in Madison. And my career has kind of taken me a little bit further away from the music scene. I just don't get as much time doing it, but I still play, I play an awful lot and I think about music a lot and I write a lot. So it's still a huge part of my life and a big part of my family. And I still just, it's the thing that keeps me going.
You know, Baghdad has been around Madison for a long time. You can almost say you guys are Madison legends in the Madison music scene. You know, you're out at the grocery store at Woodman's in the meat department. Somebody comes up and say, "Hey, it's John from Baghdad."
You know, I don't know how many times that's happened, but it's not that many.
Well, I want to turn this now to your new project because there's a lot of heart behind this one, isn't it? Ellison Bay. And wow. Tell us all about it. Door County, Ellison Bay is in Door County.
So, it's I get a little emotional talking about it, but my niece Ellie passed away. In September of cancer. Mm-hmm. Very difficult. But I'll tell you that I have one of the most beautiful families you can possibly imagine. And we were so strong together as a family during this. And it was Ellie's strength that actually brought this music forward. And she and I would sing all the time together. She had just an angel's voice. And so she had, just said, "Hey, Uncle Jay, you gotta get some of your music out there." And
good.
So I had the privilege of having that inspiration. And out of that, I'm sitting there thinking about what I'm going to call this project. And John Schneider is a pretty common name, right? I didn't necessarily think I wanted that one out on Spotify. I don't know if people are going to really recognize what that is. You search that and there's going to be thousands of us. So I was thinking, what can I do? I want to pay homage and a nod to my beautiful Ellie and to my family. We're from Green Bay. And I just started thinking about it. And Ellison Bay is obviously a bay in Door County. My family has places up in Door County. So we spend a lot of time up there.
Best sunsets.
Yeah, oh, right. It's just amazing up there. Yeah. So, it just struck me. And I was just like, this would be a great way to pay tribute to her memory. And she really was one of the most incredible souls. She burned so bright that at 22 years of age, she was gone. But she was just an incredible person. And so we all miss her very much.
I can't wait to hear this music. Wow.
That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us. And it has to be therapeutic to be able to make music about a loved one like that, And you have this CD release show coming up. That's going to be a really emotional night for you.
Yeah, well, we're in the process of putting this album together over the next 8 weeks or so. I should have all of the tracks out there. And I actually, she inspired me to write a song that came out and I was able to sing at her celebration of life. That will be on the album. I'm hoping to have that one finished by Christmas, but it's been a little bit of a challenge even to put it down because it is so emotional. But, it's just a privilege to have, as painful as these types of situations are, to experience the loss is to know you have truly loved. And this has been, as hard as it is, I'm so blessed to have the family to have been with, to go through it with, and to have known her for those 22 years, and now in spirit to know her now.
And it's so interesting when other people will hear this music, they'll know your story, but who knows how it will impact their listening to this music,
right?
What it will mean to them. And that's, I think, the magic and the power of a good song. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. It's very cool.
Are you recording these in a studio? Are you doing it kind of on your own? How are you recording these songs?
So I'm recording here in a studio downtown. just getting the raw tracks down. I'm actually, a friend of mine is a producer out in Los Angeles, and I was able to work with him directly on the tracks, and he's the one who put together this first song, and it likely will be every track here on forward. We really liked how this one turned out, so we're collaborating on the next sets, and we're just kind of taking it from there. I'm just really excited to see where it goes. To be honest, I haven't done a solo project ever, and it's always been something that I wanted to do. So this has been, this first song was, I truly like, this is the first song that I've ever really tied myself to and said, man, I really enjoy this track, and I feel very proud to have been able to put it together. And this track I wrote right after the January 6th debacle with Trump and the election and all that, and it was, you know, we all have differences, which is the name of the track, and I think it's more important now than ever that we set aside those differences, that we find the commonalities, because I think that the media and the system in general tends to drive wedges between us, and it's important that we remove those wedges and find the common pieces of what it is that we agree on and how we can come together with love and joy and happiness and see how we can bring that all together.
It's united we stand, divided we fall, right?
That's right.
It doesn't get any more simple than that. There it is.
Mm-hmm. John Schneider, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. How do we keep up with you online and find your music online?
Well, the only place that I have it all on the major, you know, online services, iTunes and Spotify. But Spotify is the best one, actually, really, to go on there under Ellison Bay. And if you ask, you know, Ellison Bay featuring John Schneider, Differences, that's the only track I have up right now. But I believe I'll be releasing one. There looks like there will be one more ready in about a week. And I'm just going to keep loading them up one at a time and sending them over, and hopefully getting more and more traction with the tunes.
That's excellent. Good luck with this.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's take a listen. This is brand new Ellison Bay, Difference. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turn on the telly or read a magazine. We're just waiting for an instance for them to come clean. See the parade roll with pictures of the wave and king. What we're taking in isn't always as it seems. See, our view is shaped by the choices that we make. Or is it the news that's fake? They got it spinning all day long. What the hell is going wrong? Can't you see what's going on? The truth is this or that, and I just can't find the time. Or to understand it all, or analyze every line. They keep saying that we have differences. Take our thoughts and stream them out around and bend down. They keep saying that we have differences. Prying us open, filling us up, shutting us down. Got us down another rabbit hole, foraging for more than what is real. Oh, maybe it's some big steal or another locked door. Once we take a side, true can hide. Open, filling us up, shutting us down, creating our divide. They keep saying that we have differences. taking our thoughts and streaming them out, around and bending them. They keep saying that we have differences. Is this just a necessary means to our end? All they're saying that we have differences. I say the time has come to set them aside again and feel some joy and love in our lives, my friends. Just because we have differences, oh, it doesn't have to be. We should speak. Together in love, come together in love.